brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you in the midst of more and more and more people that are having to grapple with, deal with the reality of truth and life, and what life is, and what this world is, and what it means to be alive and to be walking on this earth in such a time as this. You know, there's been people that have been writing in occasionally saying, you know, would you take this down, or would you move this, or don't say this, or don't say that. And, you know, usually, we'll just do this blanket, you know, right up front to help out here. But if there's, we're happy to receive every email that comes in, it's fine. But usually our response is, you know, thank you very much for writing. What specifically do you have an issue with? And you know what's funny is nobody really will write back specifically to what it is that they have the problem with. It's usually they just don't like it. And you know, the reason we ask those questions is because our goal is for people to actually see that which is in their own heart. So when truth is spoken, when truth comes out, a lot of times when people have a vested interest in the lie, they don't want to hear that truth. They would rather it just go away. They would rather it just be removed. They would rather that nobody says what needs to be said. Nobody talks about the elephant in the room. You know, it's been funny to me how this has been such a strong push with so many people over the years, different ways. You know, when we outed Gospel for Asia during the time of the tsunami, because we were actually on the ground working in the middle of the aftermath of the tsunami, doing recovery, doing relief, you know, with and through and in collaboration with other partners and a lot of stuff, and we were in the middle, the thick of it, and we uncovered, you know, a huge scam, ultimately, you know, in stealing that was taking place with a group called Gospel for Asia. And, you know, we went about it the right way. We tried to contact them directly. We tried to, you know, get them to clean up what they were doing. They refused to. They just tried to brush it over. See, here's something you got to know. When there's a disaster somewhere in the world, right? You guys are watching these things happen. All of these global charities that are there, all of these different people, there is a three-month window for them to collect private donations from individuals. So like kind-hearted, good-hearted people like you will see something happen in Africa, somewhere in Asia, in some country, someplace. You'll see something take place, and a kind-hearted, good-hearted person like you will say, okay, I can't go because for whatever obligations that you have, or I can't reach that place. And somebody else stands up as a charity and says, oh, we will go. We will go on your behalf. Just put this money into this thing, and we will go, and we will help these people. And so a lot of trusting people, they will put money in to these different groups to go and address these needs and these issues that these groups say that they are going to take care of. And the truth of where that fund ends up going is a whole nother question. And because of the lack of accountability, because of the lack of follow-up, what ends up happening is a lot of times those are used as marketing opportunities to fill the coffers of, you know, very heavy, overheaded organizations that need the money to keep their systems going and to pay their salaries. So what they will do is they will do some small projects on the ground here or there, but the bulk of that money goes into their own administration, their own general funding, and doesn't actually reach the people that you intended for it to go to when you gave your $10, $20, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever it is that you gave. It doesn't reach them. So we were in the middle of something like that, in uncovering something like that, And at the end of the day, even though we followed up with the with them directly and subsequently to their financial authority, which was supposed to be the Evangelical Council on Financial Accountability, nobody would take it up. Nobody would follow it through. It was a huge cover-up. So what did we end up doing? Well, that's the advantage of having a standalone site. Because we have a standalone site, we just took everything that we had, posted it online, and put it up there for the whole world to see. And it's still there. If you want to go find it, just search through Faith Mix. It's up there. It is in, just search for Tsunami Orphan Fraud. Gospel, GFA Tsunami Orphan Fraud. And you'll find it. And you know what the funny thing is about that? Though everything is there, though all the records are there, though all the information is there, and it's there. Anybody that wants to go and look, anybody that wants to go dig for themselves, you will find it. If you want to go check the official government records in this country, you will find it. If you want to go and find out, if you want to go check the statistics or anything put up by anywhere else, you will be able to find it and verify it for yourself. But what did we get? We got emails from people saying, you know, oh, we hope you're wrong. Why? Because, you know, they did not want to deal with the reality that a very big organization like that could be engaged in ultimately stealing money from orphans in the middle of a tragedy. Well, okay, where did it go? That's my question, where did it go? You guys, was somebody out there like, no, they didn't say. Okay, where'd it go? Where did that money go? Where is the follow-up for that? Huh? Yeah, I didn't think so. So, and then when we try to go to the people that should be the ones to follow up, see, it's a cover-up. So when you actually deal with these things, when you actually hit them head-on, what happens is people don't like it. They don't like it. They ask you to take it down. They ask you to remove it. When you start talking about following God 100%, speaking the truth, making known that which needs to be made known, because the truth sets you free. When you start talking like that, people ask you to take it down, ask you to move it. And you know what? What? Hey, just don't listen. Switch it off. Turn it off. Go somewhere else. Find somebody that'll tell you what your itching ears want to hear. Look, this is for people that want the truth. This is not for pansies. All right? This site, this broadcast, this page, whatever it is that we do, this is not for pansies. This is for men. If you're a guy out there, this is for men. If you're a woman, this is for women. This is for true women. Not for pinups. Not for women that have been fashioned into some crazy Jezebel. No, this is for true women, godly women. That's what we do. We speak truth. We knock it out there. And you know what? Because we do it sometimes straight up like this, people aren't comfortable with that. Look, we're not seeker friendly, okay? We're not seeker friendly. You know, we will put it out there. We'll give you what you need to know. And that's it. We don't have we do not need that affirmation by people. We don't need somebody to pat us on the back and tell us we're doing everything okay. Look, if we can finish this thing up and God say, well done, good and faithful servants, that's enough for us, all right? So in that process, we will continue to do what we do. And we'll continue to ramp it up. So writing us and asking us to take something down, it's probably not going to get something taken down unless you can show us, give us something legit. You know, if you're going to come with something, sure, listen, here's the other side of it too. We are teachable. You know, that's one part of our prayer. Part of my prayer has always been, Lord God, if I'm missing it, please show me. Please correct me. That's part of my prayer. But he's got his way of correcting me. He's got his way of showing me. He's got his way of putting me on that right path if I'm ever going and stepping the wrong way. He does. He does that for me. He'll do that for you if you're open for it. But if you are more committed to a preconceived agenda more committed to a predetermined way that you want your life to be and all that you want things to be around you, then you'll get that and you won't get truth. You stop right there. There has to be an openness in your heart at all times for whatever it is that God is doing. You have to be willing to flex. You have to be willing to adjust. You have to be willing to be fluid, because the people of God are like the wind and we flow with God. We're not bound into man's agenda. We're not bound into the way the world does things. We're not. You're not. I am not. So here's what we will do. We will put it up there and we will make it true and public and launch it out there for anybody to hear, anybody to see. And it's up there. Let's deal with that big fat elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. If nobody's going to talk about it, I'm going to be the one to talk about it. If there needs to be one person that says the emperor has no clothes, I will do it. Faith Mix team will do it. The guys that work with me, that are together with me in this, we will do it. We will put it up there. If nobody else will say the truth, we're going to say the truth. We're going to spit it out and put it up there. Because you know why? That little light shining is more powerful than all of the darkness in the world. The entire world of darkness, all the nations, all the kingdoms of this world, you shine the light is always more powerful. That's just the nature of it. That is the universal law. Light is more powerful than darkness. So you speak the truth, the darkness flees. That is why the goal of the world system is actually to block out the light, to keep it from being spoken. They don't want the gospel out there. They don't want the truth out there, because truth sets people free. No, what they would rather is a huge barrage of disinformation. A huge mess of all kinds of stuff except truth. Except truth. You know, over time, over the years, God has just kept pushing us to not be beholden to any system. To not be beholden to any man, to make sure that that which we do is clean. That which we do is under His leadership, His guidance. And we know that it's not just us that He's doing with this. He's doing that with you too. He's doing that with you. He's been doing that with you. He's been pushing you to stop looking to man. He's been pushing you to stop looking to people for a word and for guidance and for their approval and their pat on your head telling you that you're okay. For once, He's working to get you to the place that you would look to Him, and when God says go for it, you go for it. And you don't need to hear it from anybody else. You know that if He speaks to you, that it's enough. You know what? Today, I am angry. And it's a righteous indignation. It's a righteous indignation. Because I'm angry, because the thing is we let the lies sit. We let them just sit out there. Like there's some legitimacy. Like this is something that we should be debating. Like this is something that requires a conversation. It does not. Listen, truth is true. Truth is always more powerful than the lie. It's this whole thing about people needing to be okay and everybody being, you know, on the same page. And all, look, people are not going to be on the same page of truth if they've committed themselves to the lie. You're not ever going to get there. The better thing to do is shake the dust from your feet and move on. God doesn't want you to waste time with those that have no heart for this. That those that are just committed to the world. Why? He doesn't want you to waste time with them. Not now. Not now. You know the prayer you should be praying if you have a heart to share this with other people? Lord God, would you please show me who you are stirring, who has a heart for this, who has a heart for you? Would you please show me who you would have me to talk to? And I will speak whatever it is that you have for me to say to them. I will do whatever it is that you have for me to do in those situations. Lord, would you please show me? If you do that, He will show you. He will direct you. But why are you going to try to convince people committed to a dead, dying system that have put their hearts and their souls into that, of anything different. They don't want it. They don't want it, and they don't want you. The only thing that they want from you is your soul. And if you're not going to give your soul over, then they want to kill you. They want to kill you. Everything about you, your ideas, your plans, your dreams, your visions, your passion, your emotions, your hopes, your dreams, everything about you, they want it dead. And if they can end your life, they'll probably nod to that too. Babylon, mother of harlots, in you was found all the blood of the saints and of the prophets. What do you think the scripture's talking about? It's an entire system that perpetuates itself off of the life of the saints, off of the people of God, because there's no life in it. Their system is the false vine. Jesus is the true vine. Their system is the false vine that consumes the souls of men. Ours is the true vine. We connect it to the source. Theirs is inverted. It's diseased and inverted. Ours is clean and overflows. And you know what? This is not about a label. And you listening to me, you know this. This is not about a label. This is not about a connection. This is not about an organization. I don't care how you define yourself. This is about Christ Jesus, and it's about His truth that sets you free. Look, you live your life according to the gospel, you're going to live an amazing life. You live your life following Christ Jesus and whatever it is that He leads and directs you to, you're going to have an incredible existence while you're here, period. And then you get to go on to be with Him. That's it. If you don't, if you choose to trod the Word of God underfoot, if you choose to ignore His Word and His truth, if you choose to do that, you're going to be left with the consequences, which is, you ignore the Word of God, you're left with the consequence of your own actions. You reap what you sow. And when you reap what you sow, Proverbs tells us, 19, a man's ways destroys his own life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. So when a man ignores God's Word and God's truth and does his own thing, and his ways destroys his own life, his heart rages against God. And he says, God, how could you? Look, don't get mad at God. Your choice, your decision. So, if you're going to write into us, and if you're going to ask us to pull something down because it makes you uncomfortable, probably not going to happen. But if you ask us to modify something because, you know, give us your reason. Give us your reason. Talk to us. Because truth is not going to go away. And if something makes you uncomfortable, frankly, because there's an issue in your own heart, then that's not our problem. That's between you and your Creator. And you've been blessed to have a moment in time where you can get your stuff right. Get your stuff together. This is the time to do it. What, you think things are just going to keep rolling and circulating like this all the time? No. You've been blessed with a chance to get your stuff together. Get it together. Bow your knee before the King of Kings while you still can. Look, there are two teams on the field. There's one that's going to win. The other one's going to get thumped. And just because the world is allowed a little bit of time to, you know, run around and do their thing, that's all it is. It's just a little window of time. Just like when Jesus went through the crucifixion, the world thought they won it all. And God made a mockery out of all of them. That pattern gets repeated. God gives you a chance to live an incredible life. Comes on His terms. Comes with you making a decision. Lord, your way, not mine, every day. Do that. Listen, this is not hard. By the way, I should rephrase that. This is not complicated. It's simple. God kept it simple. It may be hard, yes. At times it is. But He's also giving you the power of His Holy Spirit to be able to overcome. So, in that process, it's time to switch and adjust and make sure that for yourself, that where you're coming from is according to His plan and purpose and not your own mind, not your own agenda. Look, leave your own agenda, be done with it. It's not going to take you anywhere. Your own agenda is just that, it's empty. God wants you filled with His Holy Spirit, filled with His truth, filled with His plan and purpose, and the joy that He has and intends for you. So, now is a good time to adjust. It's a good time to not be an observer on the sidelines anymore. Look, if you spend your time just checking these things and considering this and that, and just considering this. Look, most people, you know what? A buddy of mine one time told me, he's like, look, most people want to know the will of God so they can consider it, not so that they can actually do it. I found it to be true. Don't listen to that which God puts out so that you can just consider it. Listen to His Word and pray for a willing heart, an understanding heart, and pray for the strength and do it. Do it. Do that which God has for you to do. Obey His commandments. Go in what He has for you. Live the abundant life that He intended for you. And be blessed. Why not? You weren't made for anything less. You were made for truth. You were made for life. You were made for an amazing existence. Live it. There's no need to try to push forward your own opinion. No, forget your own opinion. Go back to the Word. Look to Him. His Word sets you free. God sets you free. And when He does, when truth sets you free, don't ever be bound to the lie again. Read the book of Galatians. It talks about it. People, and don't worry, it's a pattern. People, it happens to a lot of people, but be wised up. Before you get put back into bondage, realize that people are, as soon as you start getting free, people are going to want you to be bound again. God sets you free. So, He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Live out that freedom in what God intended for you and be blessed. I know that we love you. God bless you guys. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. One word, Faithmix. Say hi. Talk to you soon. Bye.